Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
How do I sound?
You sound good.
Great. All right, our example from yesterday, our exercise from yesterday, we're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain karma. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? RL, what you see. Example, I'm robbed of my enjoyment of the unique ways in which life expresses through me when I choose to believe that the criticism is personal. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you. It's Carol in Philadelphia.
Hello, Carol. What are you seeing?
Well, my work is all, there isn't anybody else who sees my work but me. It involves the house, the kids, and everything about that. Now, mm-hmm. The last time we spoke, I had discovered a park, and that park has now tops my list of things I do before I go to the to-do list, which is what it is. So, and that happens
very nice
every morning now, and I thought to myself, you haven't time. You got, and I said, no, I don't. I have mm-hmm. to walk. So mm-hmm. some workmen saw me coming around the corner. They thought I needed their help getting through something they were doing. And one of them came over and he said, somebody said, you walk around this one time. I said, I walk around it two times. And, oh, hold on, I'll get rid of that in a second. I'm sorry about that.
It's not a problem. It's all good.
And what I want to say is how grateful I am for the Sangha, how grateful I am for what I hear other people say, because everything that everybody experiences, I experience as well. All of the voices, all of the everything that is part of living happens all the time. So it's mm-hmm. simply a matter of putting one foot in front of the other and experiencing that moment, recognizing what you feel, and then moving on. Mm-hmm. And that's how.
Are you there? Carol? Whoops. Ashwini, are you there?
I am. And Carol looks like she's here.
Good. There you are. Sorry, you blipped out for just a minute for me.
Okay. I did. It is so dynamic, the experience of living. Everything that you can experience, you do experience, and then you see it, and then you move beyond it. To see a young woman with her dog and to wish you were young again and able to walk like she walks, well, there it is. And then I remember what you said years ago, name it. Well, I said, it's envy. That's what it is. I envy her, but I'm not going back. I can't. This is where I am. This is the experience I'm having, and including envying her.
And yes. And then you move on.
And then you just move on. You just move
on. Because, Carol, all of the exercise, if, you know, the implication is, well, you're old and there's something wrong with that, and she's young and that's the right way to be. And
that's right.
We don't think about it that way, but that's really critical, isn't it? That's really critical of you, as if there's something that you can do about this. Right? And so what you're doing about this is not taking that on, not taking it personally, not believing it, just being grateful for what you're able to enjoy of life right now.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up that park. And I'll, when it snows, unfortunately, then I'll have to stay indoors until it's not slippy underneath.
Yes, good idea.
Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Again, you know, it's one of those, do some nice recordings of big thank you for the practitioner, the sincerity and the devotion and the commitment of the practitioner who keeps showing up for greater and greater clarity.
That's it.
Which is
showing up for greater and greater clarity. Yes.
Yep. That's us.
Yep.
All right. Brilliant. Thank you, Carol. Take good care of yourself, okay?
I will. I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Be well. And you take care of yourself, too, please.
I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. And that's our work in a nutshell, right, Jerry?
Boy, isn't it?
Yeah. Showing up for greater and greater clarity.
Yeah. See whatever is there. Recognize it. Get clarity. What now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love what Carol said, that it's a practice. Right, because we watch, we watch the pattern get triggered. We identify with the awareness that watches or witnesses. We let it pass, and then we're here for the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's so interesting.
Clearer, brighter, happier.
Yes. What I heard in that is that we don't get caught in the content. I think that is the thing we learn in practice. It's not about not feeling envy, or there's something wrong with feeling envy, or there's something, anything. It's just simply, I watch it, and I watch it pass through.
Yes, well, and that's the not taking it personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's recognizing.
Yeah.
That's egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what it does. It's not personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to take that on. Thank God I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Linda Joy.
Good morning, Linda Joy.
Wow. I don't know why I'm always surprised when I'm asked to announce myself. But I'm feeling a lot of joy around that. And again, I'm feeling a thank you, thank you, thank you to you and Ashwini and everybody who's responsible for this morning talk. It's amazing. I'm sorry, what was the name of the speaker just in front of me?
Well, we can just refer to her as the last speaker.
The last speaker. Well, it was interesting because what she said was something I had reviewed from notes from you and everything just before the call this morning, and I have written down in about five different ways to wake up, listen, follow guidance, and just finish, sit, and then sit again, and then listen, and be guided, and then move on. Uh-huh. And you've been doing this over the last, you know, and I love it. I just had to say I absolutely love this because it is so, I'm finding it so difficult. The email class is helping me too. I'm finding it so difficult to stay in the now. And realizing, I guess what's come up for me is oh, yeah, I meditate every morning. Oh, I listen to Deepak. I'll do this. You know, here I go. I just do it. And I realized this morning, actually, that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
My mind was somewhere else. I've had a trigger from a sister back east that has triggered a bunch of stuff for me. And so all of a sudden I thought, oh, my God, I'm back worrying about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how easy it is to be distracted and not know that you are. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. Oh, absolutely. In fact, Ashwini did what I thought was a brilliant musings article on practices mm-hmm. versus practice. That we can be, we can be, oh, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. I do it every morning. But am I there for it?
Yeah.
Which is what you're seeing. So if I'm practicing, then I don't need to get so focused on, as Carol was saying, you know, getting to my to-do list. You know, so my to-do list used to be, the things about whatever. Now my to-do list includes practices. So then I tick those off in the same way. But am I actually present? If we're practicing presence, it's not about a to-do list.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm actually almost great. I have to say almost grateful for the trigger from my sister. Because what it did it activated this old fear, and I saw how primal that is, how it just, I was there. I was back there in this fear again. She's a narcissist, you know, and she's left me alone for a while, and all of a sudden, here's this poke, and I go, oh, my God. And yet, you know, Sherry, where I am right now, because I'm on this call, and I do my work, and I became aware of how I was spending more time in that fear right now the past few days than I am in my life. And in a way, I'm grateful for that awareness.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because what we're seeing in practice is that life is a workshop. And the name of the workshop is Waking Up and Ending Suffering. And so whatever, you know, if you're on retreat, and you go to group, and there's an exercise, or, say, this retreat, you know, you get the exercise, and you do the exercise. and you see what happens with you, right? It's not, oh, no, another exercise, oh, no. but if it's a sister, right, then it's, oh, no.
Yeah.
I was hoping she'd leave me alone for the rest of our lives. So folding everybody, even relatives, into our waking up and ending suffering retreat. So we're grateful. Uh-huh. Sometimes grateful with gritted teeth, but we're grateful.
Yeah, because as she said, the speaker before me also said something that was helpful in that she said, I feel the fear and I let it go. I mean, I let it move through me, and then I can move on. And that's what I'm needing to do right now, is to really sit with that
That's right. Don't try to avoid it, and don't try to hurry through it.
Right.
Okay? So, we want to be present and get everything we can get from each and every opportunity. And when we're ready to move on, it tends to move on from us.
And do you know where I'm going this afternoon? I'm going to a mini silent retreat with my CSL group. And so I will be able to be in the silence for the next 2 days.
Great.
I just feel so lucky. I mean, it's like things just, when I let it, things come to me and I get everything
That's
I need, truly.
That's right. And it's happening to us every moment. We're just trained not to see it.
Yeah, yeah. So
all
I'm
right.
so grateful.
Well, go happy.
Again, I'm going
have
to end
fun.
My talk by saying thank you, thank you, thank you again. And
thank
go
you.
Happy.
All
okay.
Right, you too. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda Joy. It so speaks to the assignment, right, Jerry? We are conditioned to be a human sacrifice. So what of us is sacrificed? And we get to see
mm-hmm.
it in every situation when ego is operating. What aspect
yeah.
of the human being is not allowed to be?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hello, Greta.
Good morning.
What are you seeing?
Well, I just have to echo the previous callers and tell you about an experience I had yesterday. I went with a friend who we share some interests, and we were at an art museum. And on the second floor, there was a quilt show, and so these were all the winners of a huge exhibition in our area. And one of the quilts was made by someone, and their little narrative said, that they were diagnosed with cancer a couple of years previous, and the assignment, if you will, to help deal with the emotions and all the things that flood a person having that type of diagnosis and treatment was to journal through it. And so she chose her journaling to be a quilt. So it was a gratitude journal that she made as a quilt. And
wow.
We stood in front of this and went right there with all the things we love, all the things we're grateful for, all the things she had in mm-hmm. her life that she so appreciated. And we just stood mm-hmm. there. I mean, there were magnificent quilts there and all kinds of things that took so much work. And yet we just felt completely pulled into the gratitude or wrapped in the gratitude. And it was just magnificent, amazing. I mean, nothing else compared. And that's mm-hmm. how it is when we turn our attention there.
Yes. Yes, Greta. That is exactly it, isn't it? That's why practice is so important. Right? Because we are, and it not just us, but practice, okay? So any time we hear a practice conversation, we participate in a practice whatever, okay? We're drawn in that same way. Because what I project you felt in that was her presence. Her presence in presence and how that presence was informing everything about what was happening with her. And you could feel it.
Yeah, we could feel it, and we could go to those experiences, and we were curious to discover all the ways we talk about just being in life and having this life animate us and inform us. You know, we're looking
yeah.
at, oh, there's a garden there. Oh, there's a bird there. Oh, there's a... And it was full. It was overflowing with. And that, when we put our attention there, that's our experience. And, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. Like you said,
yes.
you could feel the presence. You could feel that she put everything. I mean, this is life and death. And that was her experience.
Yeah.
She was staring
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's exactly as you're saying. Whenever we are present, that is our experience. And why, again, practice and sangha is so important is that we have an almost, well, we do, we have a constant opportunity to choose that place. So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. So imagine if you didn't have awareness practice and you were just somebody who happened along and happened upon that quilt. Now, you might have, in fact, there's a wonderful story about this in C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, right? So you might have happened on that and been transfixed by it. You know, your heart opened. You're in the presence of holiness, right? And within a very, very short period of time, the voices in the head would start talking to you about what's next, where you need to go. You need to get on. There are all these other quilts. You know, you only have so much time. You need to, right? And it would pull you out of that experience of being in the presence of holiness. And we all watch that with ourselves constantly, right? So filling our lives with the equivalent of that quilt really ups our chances of living in presence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's fun to be able to tell you about it and just go right back there, you know, and just...
Yes.
I tried to take some pictures of it, and the light was all wrong, and they wouldn't do it justice anyway, but I could just feel it. And that was really
and I'm going to do another commercial, okay? And that is for recording your experience of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to that feeling of it, right? That feeling that you're describing is where we want to live. And if you describe that and you hear yourself describing it, you will go to that place where you want to live.
Right, right. So I'll just say one more thing. And I did make some recordings, and I'll make another one. So this morning I got up and something happened that I've been seeing coming down the pike. It's this conditioned process that I watch over and over again. And so I recorded about the process. And then, you know, it was just, I really don't want to go to self-hate around it because I was watching it the whole time and I can do my process map about it. So I was recording it and then I just went right into, I love you, Greta, I love you, Greta, I love you, Greta. You know, because that's the only answer to any of it is, yep.
That's it.
It's unconditional. That's it. We're not going for anything. We see all our foibles, all the crazy ways we are, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And what you're saying with that is, whether you said it this way or not, all of that has nothing to do with who you are, Greta. I see your heart. I know your authentic being. Right? I know what's animating you. I love you. I love you.
And that woman who made that quilt, I can project all kinds of things onto her, but I hope she really understands whether she lived or died, it didn't really matter. That quilt, what she put in there is emanating so far out around.
Yes.
And that's our other opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
So we
that
choose
as our
love,
lives are transformed, the ripples go out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Practice
Beautiful.
Works. Thank you
Practice
so much.
Practice works. Thank you, Greta.
Thank you, Ashwini. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Greta. Practice does work, Sherry. And it looks like we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, I just had butterflies. Hello, this is Patty from Vancouver.
Hello, Patty.
Hello.
What are you seeing besides butterflies or in addition to butterflies?
Well, I think I reported in the last subject that, you know, I had a funeral and had to fly away. And ego wants me to say, oh, you know, you're behind and you can't catch up. And even with the email class and the year-long, I just got back last night from Mexico City and San Miguel de Allende. And seeing Day of the Dead and honoring my sister-in-law who passed. And seeing a lot of art. So just echoing what Greta said about being in the presence of Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and his fight for justice in Mexico. And that kind of parallels my, you know, the climate emergency and I don't know, and also just coming back feeling really inspired mm-hmm. to move forward with my art, finding an art studio, which is what I worked through on the retreat when I was there. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, so a lot of things kind of coming together to do with work, purpose, causes, and all my... pottery that I want to, and art that I want to put together for the Africa project. And, mm-hmm. you know, just ideas coming up about that after being filled up with the presence of art. And,
well, Patty, let me ask you this, because let me see if you sparked it in. As we know, what egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate wants to do is get us alone.
Yes.
Right? It wants to get us alone and isolate us and then say all kinds of awful things to us and make us feel bad and make us believe. It's the classic abusive relationship. Make us believe that nothing else is available to us and we're actually lucky to have at least that relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And so... We get out. we get out of that little tiny world, and we open up to other possibilities. And
yes.
and for different people, of course, that's different things. You know,
right.
whether it's committing to being in a park and to walk every day and in the beauty of nature, or it's art, or it's whatever it is. That gets us out of that tiny conversation in the head that is never going to change.
mm-hmm.
And we actually get here and engage with here. And as you say, everything just opens up. Here is inspiration. Here is delight. Here is possibility. Here is everything we're looking for.
And the people, that I'm connected to people. That I'm separate and I shouldn't travel because it's too stressful and things are going to go wrong, which they did. And I have a perfect example to write about stress about that. But, you know, and to work through that and to come out and to still see how kind people are, even in, you know, even when you don't even speak the language.
Yes, and I got to say one thing about that, okay? Because that talk about deep conditioning. That travel is too stressful because things will go wrong. I mean, there is conditioning in big letters, right?
Right.
If it can get us to believe that what happens is wrong, oh, my God, then, of course, we would only ever want to be in one tiny place.
Apartment with ego in the corner.
That's right.
Only.
So that you can control everything so that nothing will go wrong, which translates as we won't have any experience other than ego. That's what that really means.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 days before we left, my credit card was compromised and our Airbnb was canceled. It was with my family, 3 bedrooms, and I just went into kind of fear, deer in the headlights fear of, oh my God, going to Mexico City, we don't have a place to stay. you know, and just working through that and going, well, okay, let's find a place, and getting my whole family together and working together, and it all worked out.
Yeah, of course
it all
did.
Worked out.
As it all worked out, as we know, everything in our lives has worked out, in spite of the dire, the efforts, the dastardly efforts and dire predictions of ego.
Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
and
you,
I just
Patty.
Can I say one more thing that I've been dying to say for a month now on the radio show, and that is, last month's topic, which was for me the political thing, and how that feeds into work and purpose. This book called Drawdown, which is all the things one can do to impact climate change. And in the top four is educating girls and women, and the whole thing about birth control and educating women around that, and that has such an impact on climate change. So that feeds into the Africa Project and working with that and my art and combining all those. I just, my heart just opens.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the world of possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, and the different topics falling over into each other in the months that we've been doing this. So anyways, I'm excited about that.
All right. Well, good.
All right. Thank you so,
excitement
so much.
Is fun. Thank you, Patty.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Take care. Okay. Go happy.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Patty. And that's just it, right, Charity? There's a way in which life comes together to use us as an instrument, and that lights us up from inside out.
Yes. And that's what ego is constantly trying to thwart.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
If we're, that's what it's saying no to.
Yep. Well, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, and here's our assignment. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? RL, what you see?
All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Thank you, everybody. Go happy.